Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Offense to is the fact when he talked about Texas and Florida and Utah. Those are states, not just because they're Republican, those are states that don't have any sanctuary jurisdictions that actually hold on to their criminal legal aliens and do not release them back into the communities. And at the same time, if we have ICE agents or deportation officers that are being harassed and impeded, their state law enforcement, local law enforcement actually comes to the aid of ICE, not turn down our 911 calls, not show up to a protest. You know, we only are increasing our numbers because ICE agents are getting attacked due to the lax policies that Minnesota has.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
All right, Ryan Wiggins in studio with us. Ryan, that was Todd Lyons, who's the acting director of Customs and Border Enforcement, or of ICE, I'm sorry, talking about the fact that I think personally, police officers in these states like Minneapolis and probably Illinois to some extent, Chicago, Portland, are ordered to stand down by their superiors to not back up their fellow law enforcement officers if they are in trouble. If they put out a call of an officer in need, they're under orders to stand down if it is an ICE agent involved or something to do with immigration. I mean, that's pathetic.
It makes a lot more sense to think about the Democrat Party.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
As being propped up by all of these different sort of, you know, I'm going to say fraudulent, but that's such a broad term because it applies to so many things. But they're propped up by so many different abuses of the current system that's why you're seeing all of this crazy stuff. Like it makes so much more sense to think, oh, they're against ICE because ICE is deporting voters or at least census you know, people that would add to their numbers. They're against fraud because they're using fraud to launder money to their themselves. You know, this is how they're propping up their entire political power. So, of course, they're against all of this stuff. And it makes so much more sense to view it through those lenses.
Yeah, it's a great point. It doesn't legitimize it at all, but you understand what their motivation is.
Right. At least right. The people at the top.
Right. No, I would agree with that. And I mentioned this earlier that through all of this, the one thing that nobody's talking about is the fact that the Minnesota fraud has kind of moved into the background.
Yeah.
Because suddenly all the focus is on this protest or that protest or the next outrage by Mayor Fry or Governor. I haven't seen Governor Walz in a day or two, but I'm expecting we will soon. Scott Bessent hasn't given up. He's looking at the fraud.
Yeah, they were losing the narrative on this over the span of about 2 or 3 weeks over the holidays through the beginning of the new year. And yeah, this is a really convenient move here to shift the narrative back to, let's talk about immigration, let's talk about ICE. You know, which is unfortunately still a very hot button topic. So the minute you hit it, yeah, it's going to take the news. But this fraud stuff is such a bigger story because ICE is happening. That's across the country. Why are they like, oh, let's focus on Minnesota? Well, because Minnesota is where all the fraud focus is happening right now. And I think there's a big question here, Mark, that we're not asking, although I've heard you say it. It's just like, why are we not focusing on this more as a nation, that these payments that are going to daycares, which was the first one, but also to all of this Medicaid fraud and, you know, some legitimate medical things, but transportation companies. I mean, you find something that's got government money in it and it's fraudulent or it's being used for fraud and laundering in Minnesota specifically. It's probably all over the place. But the question is, why are we funding these things? Why is their money going to a transportation company at all? Why are we funding daycares? I don't know if you know anybody that runs daycares around us. I have a few people in my orbit that they're going, wait a minute, you can just get free money?
How do I get some of that?
Yeah, like
is it like people who are they kids whose parents are on welfare or whatever, and because of that, the federal government is subsidizing the cost of their daycare. So hopefully the parents will go get a job. Is that what it is?
Well,
something like that?
That's probably the original intent, is that you say, well, for really low income people, the government step in. But of course, it doesn't stop there. It just goes all over the place. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger and no oversight.
I'm sure.
Deliberately. But the reason that I brought this up is because there's a guy named Peter Saint-Ange.
I do know of Peter Saint-Ange.
No
Not
relation,
related.
Right?
No.
He is a radio host, I think, maybe in Florida.
He does Daily Signal stuff, right?
Maybe he writes for Daily Signal. But he made a point, and then it made me look it up more, that I thought, that is a really good point. He mentioned the 10th Amendment. Now, the 10th Amendment says specifically that the federal government can only do things expressly listed in the Constitution and that every other federal activity is illegal. Now, you're opening up a big can of worms here.
Because it goes to the state then, right, in that case.
Because the point was that you had these laboratories of democracy being the states, that they knew that if the federal government got the power of the purse, which really started with the income tax, because before that, the federal government just didn't have that much money. Once they got the income tax, the federal government became this behemoth. And it has never stopped ever since. And so that's why the 10th Amendment was written, to stop it from becoming what it is. But the list in its entirety that the Constitution says that the federal government can do is as follows. Exercise authority over Washington, D.C. Okay, that's fine. Establish lower federal courts. Declare war, maintain army, navy, militia. Regulate commerce with foreign nations, or between states and with native tribes. They can deal with patents and copyrights, bankruptcy, counterfeiting, piracy laws, post offices, postal roads, not more roads, just postal roads. Establish citizenship rules. Important one there.
Yep.
Just a minor thing going on.
We're not talking about that one much. And then lastly, this is the only one dealing with money really at all, other than maybe the bankruptcy one. is they can mint gold and silver coins, but not paper money.
What?
It does not say.
So we're living on a fraud here?
Paper money. The federal government is so out of hand. And I mean, this is a much bigger issue than Minnesota fraud. But the question is, why are we funding all this stuff? And then is the federal government at all, whether that be the executive branch of Congress, whoever, are they even allowed to be doing probably 90% of what they're doing? Because the 10th Amendment is very clear. You cannot do anything other than what is expressly written in the Constitution.
Well, what's kind of scary about this, because you're right, I mean, government, federal government specifically, is so bloated, and that's what we as conservatives, we want to limit government, right? The challenge is when you have a government, a state government run by a lunatic like Tim Walz. I mean, look what can go on under his watch. There's no way he did not have some clue about what was going on, and there's a lot of signs over the last number of years that indicate that, like him changing the Minnesota flag and him raising all that money the day he was announced as Kamala Harris's pick. I mean, he raised millions of dollars, like set some record or something like that. So that's the scary part, is people get away with a lot of this stuff.
And I mark my words, specific to that case, that Attorney General Keith Ellison in Minnesota is going down.
Yeah, I agree with
that.
They
have so much.
And probably Tim Walz.
Tied to him. Yeah, Tim Walz probably too. But I know specifically that they keep saying, look, there are, I mean, the Assistant Attorney General, Harvey Dillon, you know, they're saying they have stuff on the Attorney General. They might with Tim Walz too. But I mean, it is that means that's the top level. Mm-hmm. The minute you get the attorney general of the state involved and you go, we have you on tape saying blah, 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 it's all going to unravel. But I'm just trying to make this larger point, and just maybe that we could start asking the question, why are we spending all this, especially if it's very possibly clearly unconstitutional?
Right.
That there's a case to be made. And look, this stuff has to snowball. Like maybe it starts at our level and we start talking about it, it kind of works its way up. But it's a seed that I want to plant, that maybe we need to be thinking about more as constitutional conservatives, that all this stuff may not be possible for the federal government at all.
They've just, what, years ago passed a law and ignored the fact that the Constitution does not give them authority to handle those specific things.
Exactly, exactly.
Here's what you can deal with, and unless it's expressly mentioned in here, that right goes to the states.
And that ball of twine is so wrapped with everything that we're doing, that I'm not saying tomorrow somebody can bring a case to the Supreme Court and it's just going to end it all. But I am saying we need to start having that conversation if we want to get back to the actual Constitution.
It's true.
And start thinking about these things, because it starts with people getting upset about it and pointing back to the original point, which in this case is very clear. It's not like, ooh, we got to figure that out. That's written in the 10th Amendment, that you can't do anything outside the Constitution unless it's written.
Wow. All right. Ryan, can you hang around?
Yeah.
All right. We have not talked at all about the fact that it is Tuesday, and today's the State of the State address down in Jeff City, getting underway about 3 o'clock this afternoon. I'm sure we'll have full coverage for you here. We're trying to get the governor on the air tomorrow to talk more about we assume he's going to announce some specifics today on the income tax in the state of Missouri. So we're going to talk about that coming up here in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no.
so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.